And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 24th. Word coming in that Jorge Santana, guitarist and lead singer with the group Mallo, has passed away at age 68 at his home. They had a massive hit song in 1972, Suavecito, and one of the very few Latin rock bands to come out of California. In latter years, Jorge played with his brother Carlos in Santana itself. In other news, this week in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis began a British tour and announced at the outset that he was getting married to his cousin Myra. Well, 2 days later, he was booed off stage after announcing that wedding, and the tour abruptly ended the next night. The Monkees reunion tour, minus Mike Nesmith, began this week in 1986 at the Concord Hotel in the Catskill Mountains of New York State. The guests who made their American TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1969, Dave Davies from the Kinks, fell and injured himself on stage in Cardiff, Wales, and that forced the cancellation of the group's tour. Keith Moon, drummer with The Who, performed for the last time with the boys at the Shepperton Film Studio in England for the movie The Kids Are All Right in 1968. In 1973, Carole King gave a free concert for 100,000 fans in Central Park in New York City. Bobby Darin's movie Cop Out premiered this week in 1967. Elvis Presley hitchhiked to Meridian, Mississippi to perform for the Jimmy Rogers Memorial Talent Show, the initial one, in fact. In 1953, he came in second place. Carl Perkins finally performed on Perry Como's TV show 2 months after he was hospitalized from a car crash while traveling to perform on the show. Happened in 1956. Moon River was named Record and Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards this week in 1962. In 1950, Frank Sinatra made his TV debut on Bob Hope's Star Spangled Review. Another guest on the show was Peggy Lee. Buddy Holly received his draft notice, but he was refused induction because of his eyesight. It was 2800, and he also had a stomach ulcer. The Association made their TV debut on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour this week in 1967. In 65, Elvis's movie Tickle Me opened nationally. And the James Darren movie Gidget Goes Hawaiian had its premiere this week in Honolulu, Hawaii in 1961. In the studio, Ral Donner recorded You Don't Know What You've Got in 61. Don McLean recorded American Pie this week in 1971. Elvis cut You're the Devil in Disguise in 63. Little Anthony and the Imperials recorded Tears on My Pillow in 1958. Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas this week, 1942. That went on to become the biggest selling record of all time. The Beatles began recording their White Album this week in 1968. Birthdays. Bob Dylan is turning 79. Patti LaBelle, 76. Priscilla Beaulieu Presley, former wife of Elvis, she's turning 75. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong is 82. Jesse Coulter is 77. Lyricist Hal David, who wrote most of Dionne Warwick's hits with his partner, Burt Bacharach, born this week in 1921. Mitch Margo from the Tolkiens, born in 47. Tom T. Hall is 84. Kitty Callan, born this week in 1921. The late Norman Petty, who produced Buddy Holly, Buddy Knox, and the Fireballs, and so many others, having a birthday as well. Stevie Nicks is 72. Peggy Lee, born in 1920. Ramsey Lewis is 85. Cilla Black, born in 1943. Gladys Knight, 76. John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival is turning 75. Billy Vera is 76. Joey Levine from the Ohio Express Third Rail Reunion and the Kasenitz Cat Singing Orchestral Circus and so many others. He's a great studio singer. He's 73. And Sir Monty Rock III, also known as Disco Tex and his Sexolettes, he's having a birthday as well, and he is turning 78. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 24th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.